Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 says in part, "The executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. He shall hold his office during the term of 4 years." There was quite a debate on how long the president's term should be and whether there should be term limits. Some thought 3 years was preferable. Others thought 7 or more years was better. Charles Pinckney said it was thought that to cut off all hopes from a man of serving again in that elevated station might render him dangerous or perhaps indifferent to the faithful discharge of his duty. Hamilton said there are few men who would not feel much less zeal in the discharge of a duty when they were conscious that the advantages of the station must be relinquished at a determinate period, when they were permitted a hope of obtaining by meriting a continuance of them. Governor Morris said ineligibility tended to destroy the great motive to good behavior, the hope of being rewarded by a reappointment. It was saying to him, make hay while the sun shines. Roger Sherman agreed, as the executive magistrate is now re-eligible, he will be on good behavior as far as will be necessary. If he behaves well, he will be continued, if otherwise displaced on a succeeding election. It is notable that the first presidents only served for 1 to 2 terms and then retired. President D. Roosevelt was the only president to be elected for a third term. As he passed away in his fourth term, the 22nd Amendment was passed, limiting the presidential term to 2. Father, we thank you for the revival and reformation we are in presently. Thank you for a president who keeps seeking you and praying for our nation. Thank you that he says that you are the King of America. Listen every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. to WCNO. As we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.